and you're listening this afternoon on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. For more than 5 months now, Vermont State Senator Norm McAllister has been awaiting trial on sexual assault charges. Since his arrest, the Republican from Franklin County says he's had to sell off farm equipment to pay legal bills, but he maintains his innocence and says he is the victim of false accusations. McAllister has not said much to the media since his arrest, but reporter Mark Davis showed up at his farm in Highgate last week and got an interview with the senator for a piece in this week's issue of 7 Days. Mark joins us now. Mark, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Just a quick note that this interview and subject matter may not be suitable for younger or more sensitive listeners. Mark, tell us how you came to interview McAllister last week.
Fairly simple. I went up and knocked on his door. He has a large farm in Highgate, and he's really kept a low profile since his arrest and the charges. He talked a lot about frustration with, you know, how he's been portrayed and the fact that he's in the news and tied to something, you know, so horrible. He's also had to pay some significant legal bills, obviously, for his defense. He sold off some of his equipment. He sold off a greenhouse that he owns not too far from the house and is actually saying that he may end up being in further financial duress when it gets closer to trial as his legal bills mount. So he's been struggling, he says, with that part.
Mark, remind us of the circumstances surrounding these felony sexual assault charges that McAllister is facing.
This is a fairly stunning arrest. He was literally arrested outside of the state house. He's facing 3 felony counts of sex assault. Essentially, the allegations are that he sexually assaulted 2 women, young women. One is someone who was a legislative assistant, essentially an intern-like position. The other is a woman who lives on his farm property and is sort of a farm hand. And the allegation is that he allowed them to stay on his property and have a farm job in exchange for sex. Really gross, vile accusations. A third woman whom he allegedly sort of solicited went to police. She and others letting police tape their phone interactions with Senator McAllister. And he said some fairly incriminating things on those phone calls, according to the affidavit.
Now, McAllister pleaded not guilty to these charges last spring. Then he said he would not resign from the Vermont State Senate. But we haven't heard much from him since then. What did he have to say when you talked to him last week?
He is adamant that he is innocent. He calls himself the victim here. He would not talk in great detail about the case, but what he's essentially said is that that the victims are lying. There's no other way to put it. He thinks that he has been unfairly portrayed. He thinks he's a man who is under siege. He fully expects, he says, to be exonerated. He says he will refuse any plea deal and expects a jury of his peers to find him not guilty. And he said he's very strongly considering returning to the legislature. You know, a lot of people have called for his resignation and, you know, powerful people in both parties. He has refused. He says he has not made up his mind, but his inclination would be to return when the legislature reconvenes in January.
Even though some leadership in the Senate had talked about plans to kick him out of office if he doesn't resign.
Yeah, he doesn't appear to have a lot of friends left in the state house. There was talk of impeachment proceedings that sort of went away in the summer. But certainly he has really no allies in either party at this point. They've made it clear they'd like him to go. He says he has no intention of doing so.
What's next for the case of State Senator Norm McAllister here?
Depositions in the case have started in the last few weeks. Nothing really going to happen publicly. There's no real trial date yet. There's a chance the trial date would actually occur during the legislative session, although court scheduling is notoriously tough to pin down. So we're basically a holding pattern as far as the case is concerned.
Mark Davis is a reporter for 7 Days. His article on State Senator Norm McAllister, who's awaiting trial on sex charges, is in this week's paper. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.